We'll do a review in Lakutas Sichas in Chelik Chav Beis. This is the second Sicha for the Parsha Bahar. This is a Rashi Sicha in which the Rebbe compares a Rashi in the Parshas of Bahar with regards to when the Eved, when he goes free during the Shnas HaYovel, how it relates also to his children, as the Pasuk over here in Bahar talks about. And then we have the Parsha in Parshas Mishpatim, when the slave goes out, as it relates basically to the wife, Yotza Ishta Imei. And the Rebbe is going to ask some powerful questions in the Rashi here, Rashi there, and the differences. And the Rebbe is going to, in the end, explain that because in our Parsha, we're talking about a person who sells himself, sold by Beis Din, sorry, by in Parshas Bahar, it's selling himself. In Parshas Mishpatim, we're talking about being sold as a slave by Beis Din. And the Rebbe is also mechadesh that in Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's different than the halacha that a father can sell also a son, with a whole lot of lomdish and tremendous insight, in which all of the very powerful questions and seemingly differences in Rashi, which why Rashi changes, everything will be smoothed out. But let's go step by step. Aleph. In Heintiker Sedre Zog de Torah, in this Sedre, in portion of Bahar, the Torah says, As Aid was hat sich verkauft als Eved zu a Zweitnin, that when a Yid sold himself as a slave to another Yid, is when es kumt Shnas HaYovel, so when the Yovel year comes, the Pasuk says, V'yotzo me'imach hu uvonov imoy. So the Yovel year, he gets to leave him, the slave himself, who, he, uvonov imoy, and also his sons can leave as well. Shtelt sich Rashi oif hu uvonov imoy. So Rashi places himself on the words, he and his sons with him, uniz mefarish, and he explains. He brings down from the Gemara. He says that Omar Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Shimon, im hu nimkar bonov mi machrob. If the Eved he was sold, but who sold his sons? Why are they going out bonov imoy? They weren't sold. So why would they go out? Who sold them? Elom mikan, but from here we learn sharabi chayiv b'mzoynes bonov. Meaning that it doesn't really talk literally that they were sold and they work for the master, but all what it means is that the rabbi is obligated to feed his sons, the sons of the Eved. They leave when it comes Yovel, when the slave leaves, so the obligation to the sons goes away as well. That means his son go out from him, from his obligation to feed them. They were never sold to him. Mimachrav, who sold them? And therefore, the sons go out means only that he no longer has to feed them. So, first of all, we need to understand why the introduction, the Rebbe asks, if he sold himself, who sold his son? Just say, who sold his sons? The Shailai in Pasuk is doch blois banov mimachrom. The only question we have in the Pasuk is, who sold his sons? It says they leave him, but they weren't sold. Haind vos zogt Rashi euch di hagdoma im hu nimkar. So why does Rashi say also the introduction? If he was sold, who sold? Why do we have to talk about him? It's not the issue. He is not the issue. The issue is the children. Who sold the children? Why are they going out? And that should be the answer. Why does Rashi bring down also the question, im hu mochar, imhu nimkar, if he was sold. Why is that negate? The Rebbe gives the regular rule that Rashi does not just bring down the quotes as is in the Gemara or where he quotes it from. So even though this is a lashon that is appears in the Gemara, but Rashi doesn't have to quote that if it's not negated to the pshat. Af al pi ados is the lashon fun Rabbi Shimon. Even though this is the language that Rabbi Shimon used, that's brought in the Gemara. Is aber vigeret kam upon him, but as we have spoken many times. Nit in yonei fun Rashi bepirusha. It's not Rashi's idea when he writes his commentary al haTorah. So might design Droshis Razal Bilushainom to quote the expounding teachings of our teachers of blessed memory using their language. That does not Rashi doesn't do that. Under far, and therefore, because Rashi does not just quote whole pieces from where he brings it from. So that's why is that oftmal, therefore, many times Rashi changes, Mishane, he changes, Upshita, and for sure Mashmitu Mekatzer, he leaves out and he shortens from Loshon Razal, from the language of our sages of blessed memory, Behesem to Pirush HaKosov al Pipshutei Shel Mikra, so that it fits the interpretation of the Pasuk according to the Pshat of the Pasuk. So what's the Rashi important to quote this from the Gemara, imhu nimkar, if he was sold? Then, when we take a look and we compare this, a very similar Rashi in Parshas Mishpotim, over there we talk about when the Eved goes out by Shemitah. Here we talk about by Yovel, but over there it talks when he goes out by Shemitah. So, over there, if you look over there and you try to compare, and you see that Rashi does not write this lengthy language over there in Parshas Mishpatim. The Tmiya in them is noch starker. The surprise here is even greater. In the Parsha von Eved Ivri in Parshas Mishpatim, in the portion of the Hebrew slave, a Jewish slave, in the portion of Mishpatim state, over there it says, Im Bal Ishahu talks about when it comes the Shemitah. The seventh year, he goes free, not Shemitah, becomes seventh year. So it says, Imbal Ishahu V'yotzo Ishto Imay. If he has a wife, if he's a husband of a wife, this Eved, then his wife goes out with him. So we have the similar question, but she wasn't part of the slavery. Why does she have to go out with her husband? Unrashi is Mefarish. The Yotza Ishtay Imoy, his wife goes out with him, and he doesn't say anything about the slave, he just talks about the wife. V'chi mi hichniso, says Rashi, who brought her in that she's going out, she takes it, that she goes out now. Elo magid hakosu, but the verse is telling you, sha'akoyne chulu, that the one who purchases a slave, chayiv b'mizoynes chulu, is obligated to feed the wife, and Rashi says the children, the Rebbe will talk in a minute about the children, but he is obligated to feed, he's obligated in the mizoinus, etc. So we see over here, in the question, Rashi doesn't say, oh, Mela, he sold himself, but who sold his wife? So over there, same question, we're just asking about the wife, why does she go out, whoever sold her? And the answer is, she's taken not sold, but he's obligated to feed her. So why does Rashi over here have to say, if he sold himself, this introduction? Zet mendort, we see over there, as Rashi zok taken nid hagdom, Rashi doesn't say the introduction, im hu nimkar, nor refrek gleich, if ishta, he just asks, on the wife, that the pasuk says that she goes out. Who brought her in that she goes out? So the question is, so how come here in Unzer Sedra, in our Sedra, is there Ye Magdim? Why does he introduce Imhu Nimkar, the words, if he was sold, who sold his sons? And the Rebbe says that Pella is noch greser. The surprise is even greater. In the Gemara, where Rashi quotes from the Parshas Bahar, in our Parsha in Bahar, over there is both drashas as it pertains to the Parshas Bahar with Yovel and Bonov, and also the Parshas Mishpatim as it pertains to Shemitah and Ishtoi. And the Gemara brings the exact same drosh over there, but Rashi, by us, brings from the Gemara as quoted. But in Mishpatim, Rashi doesn't quote from the Gemara. Rashi quotes from the Mechilta. The Pella is not Grasa. The Moker for Maimer Rab Shimon, was Rashi bring by Parsha Seinu, the source of this saying of Rab Shimon that Rashi brings down in our Parsha, is in Gemara, is in the Gemara, und dorten brengt sich, and over there it's brought down, as Rab Shimon hat euch gedarschen, dem Posik von Mishpatim. He also expounded the verse of Mishpatim. Over there it says, V'yotz o ishtoi imoi, his wife will go out with him, that we say in the portion of Mishpatim by the Eved Ivri, in themselves signet. And over there in the Gemara, it's in the same style. Omar Rabbi Shimon, this is on the Parshas Mishpatim. Im hu nimkar, if he was sold, ishtoi min nimkaro, was his wife sold then? Who sold mikan sherabi chayiv? But this teaches us from here that the master is obligated to feed her, and that's why she leaves, meaning he leaves the obligation, doesn't have to feed her anymore. Um von deswegen, and yet, is dorten Rashi nit matig dem loshen von Maimer Rab Shimon. Rashi does not quote the same piece that he's quoting here. There, he doesn't quote the language of the saying of Rab Shimon, im hu nimkar chulu. Nor erbrengt von Mechilta. Over there, with some changes, the Rebbe talks in the Hora later on. But he brings it not from the Gemara, he brings it from the Mechilta. Directly, v'chimich niso sheteitze, who had brought her in so that she goes out now. But in our case, in the portion of Bahar, brengt er dem Loshen von Rab Shimon, he brings the language of Rab Shimon. Why? Nochmal. Furthermore, we don't even need to ask a question, who sold them? Rashi usually doesn't ask a question, he gives the answer. Rashi should have said basically that Mekan, the Rabbi Chayim B'mezoinus, without saying who sold them. This whole question and answer is not Rashi's style. Nochmet. Euch was Rashi bring de Werten. In addition, besides Rashi bringing the whole introduction, he sold himself. But even when Rashi brings the words Bonov Mimochrom, isn't it verstandig? It's also not understood. In Teiras Kohanim Do, brengt sich lechatchile der Limbut vom Posuk. In the Teiras Kohanim over here, in the Parshas Bahar, he brings to begin with the lesson, what we learn out from this Posuk. It says, Rabbi Chayev b'mezoinus bonov, that the master is obligated in the feeding and the food of the sons. Under Hagdomas Hashayla, without the introduction of the question, Bonov Mimachrom, who sold the sons? Rashi could have quoted from the Teres Kahanim, not the Kumara. Hodoch Rashi was Darke Bipirushe. So Rashi, whose usual way in his commentaries, needs to Magdim Zayn the Shayla, is not to introduce the question in Posuk. Oder noch geben dem Tirutz, and then to give the answer, not to zogen lechatchila, but he says to begin with, blois dem pirush in posuk. He just says the interpretation of the verse. So, if the Teiras Kohanim does it, so Rashi normally only gives the answer without making the introduction, about the gedavt on a bit in pirush, Rashi for sure should have begun with the commentary, Mikan Sharabi Chayim Zenis Bonov. That from here we know that the master is obligated the feeding of the son without saying who sold them. Nitzu Magdim Zain Dishaila, and not without introducing the question, Bonov Mimochram, who sold their sons? The Rebbe tries in his base to say, perhaps if we pay attention over here by Yovel in Bahar, it says Hu Ubonov. So we talk about Hu also. But in the Pasuk in Mishpatim, it says V'yotzo Ishtoi Imoy. There's no Hu. So maybe because there is the word Hu in our Pasuk, that's why the introduction. As the Rebbe will explain, Beis L'cheide Volt Megiken Masbir Zayin Dem Shinui. Would seem that perhaps we would be able to explain the differences between these two commentaries of Rashi. Ados is totally in them shinui haloshin in the tzvei psukim, that this hinges on the change of language in these two verses. In unzer posik state, in our posik, it's stated in the parshas of Bahar, Hu ubon of imay. So it says, goes out, he and his sons, the Rebbe ret oich Rashi wegen dem. That's what Rashi also discusses, because in the Pasuk talks about who. Im hu nimkar bono bimachro. Mele, he was sold, but who sold his sons? Because the Pasuk is also talking about who, that he goes out. Mashenkin in Parshas Mishpatim, as opposed to in the Parshas of the Parshas Mishpatim, shteit blois v'yotze ishto imay. It just says his wife goes out. It doesn't say who v'ishto. On the word who, Zokt Rashi blois v'chimi ichnisa who brought her in. So this would answer the first question, why in Bahar we're talking also about him, and in the Parshas Mishpatim we're just talking about the wife. Would answer because over there the Pasuk doesn't say who, we're not talking about him, but over here, since it says who, we're also talking about him. But that has been his clown lit maspik, that explanation isn't sufficient at all. Because Rashi wrote his commentary on the Torah in total, specific and brief, short. He doesn't just use beautiful language or the Loshon, Noifel HaLoshon, or one language that goes on the other Loshon. Because the Pasuk says who, so Rashi starts off with the who, Kayetza boy. That's not Rashi's style. On Vibald, im hu nimkar is nit kem pirushef vort hu, since if he was sold, is not really explaining the word who. But state in Pasuk, the Pasuk says who, nor bloiza hagdomo tsubonov mi machron, but this is just an introduction. He sold himself, who, how, who sold his son, but we don't need is mamonashach. So, if we're going to say that in order to understand the question that who sold them, we need to introduce saying the father was sold. Father Ahagdoma imhu nimkar. If he was sold, who sold his sons? But we need that introduction before we can ask who sold the son. Rashi should say this introduction also in the portion of Mishpatim to start off. If he got sold, who sold them? Because that would be important to understand the second part of the question, who sold the wife, who sold the kids? But if the question, who sold the wife, does not require, as Rashi Mishpatim says, it doesn't, as he just says, who sold the wife? Was the far bring this nit Rashi be Parshas Mishpatim? That's what Rashi doesn't bring it down. In Parshas Mishpatim, oh, he sold himself, but who sold his wife? Rashi doesn't start with him. Pavos bring that as be Parshas Seim. So how come that he bring this in our Parsha? Can't say just because it says who and who, that doesn't make a difference. That has to do with the contents of the question. Do we need that introduction or don't need that introduction? So why over there in Mishpatim there's no introduction, and here in Bahar we have the introduction, if he sold himself, Muzman Zog. So therefore we have to say, Asidoa Shinui in Toichon Tzivishon Ditzvei Psukim, that there is a difference in the content, there's a content different between the Psukim, not who, a word, something different content, was there far, that oichrecht werden was that because it, there's something more in the psukim and there's a different content. That's why it'll also become answered and it'll be okay. That first of all, that Aleph in Parshas Mishpatim brings Rashi nit maimer Rabbi Shimon nor from Michilta. That in Parshas Mishpatim Rashi does not bring the statement of Rabbi Shimon from the Gemara, but he brings it from the Michilta in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok. On be Parshas Seinu is Masim Davker maimer Rabbi Shimon, but in our Parsha is Davker Rabbi Shimon. Rashi doesn't bring the name from the Mechilta either. I'm just said that the Mechilta is, as the Rebbe will say. But over here, it's important in Bahar to bring the statement of Rabbi Shimon because of the content of the Parshas Bahar. And in the Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi has no reason to bring that, as the Rebbe will explain why. But the Rebbe is just saying that's what we have to say. Beis, the Parshas saying is Rashi Maiti Keuchdam Shem Bal Hamaymer. In our Parsha, Rashi also quotes the name of the author of the statement, Rabbi Shimon. Mashenkin in Parsha's Mishpatim, as opposed to the Parsha Mishpatim, bring nit Rashi, dem Shem Bal Hamaymer da Mechilta. He doesn't bring the name of the author, the name of Rabbi Yitzchok. Okay. Then the Rebbe starts with another question, that which is on the Parshas Mishpatim, mentioned earlier, that over there, the Rashi asks, Mikan ishtei mi mochro. So Rashi says over there, Parshas Mishpatim, Mikan sherabi chayiv b'mzeinus seho, and also b'mzeinus ishtei ubonov. What does the Pasuk talk there about bonov? How do we know Pasuk is bonov? So let it be that in our Pasuk it says Bono, but why would Rashi bring it over there? It's totally not understood. Nochat Mia, Gimel, in the Tzvei Pirushe Rashi, in the two Rashis. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's also in our Parsha, because in our Parsha it doesn't say Ishtoi. Over there, when it says Ishtoi, Rashi brings down Bono. But by us, where it talks about Bono, Rashi doesn't say Ishtoi. In Parshas Mishpatim, Zokt Rashi, Magi, that cause of this pasuk tells you, Chayiv b'mzoynus ishtoi ubonov. Also the sons. Chochim pasuk vern bonov nidermont. In the pasuk, no mention of sons over there. So what do we know that the sons? Zogu meforshim, so the meforshim explain, Ados vos Rashi is moisiv bonov. That is, that Rashi has bonov. Rashi does not mean to say, as we learned this up from the posuk Yotze Ishtei Imei, we learned it from the verse Yotze Ishtei Imei. There's no hint for Bonov over there. That's not what Rashi means to say. Because as we said before, the posuk ret nor vegen Ishtei, the posuk in Mishpatim is just talking about his wife. We cannot know about the law of his sons. And as it says in the Gemara, is nochmer al pisvore yesh loimar, that we don't know about the sons over there. Is nochmer al pisvore yesh loimar. Logical, one can say that you don't have to actually feed their sons. As davke ishtei, but maybe just the wife. Zi shem tzich lechazer ala psochim. She cannot go around begging, around the doors to beg for food. It's not respectful for a woman to walk around the doors and asking for charity, asking for food. Is Rabbi Chayiv b'mzoynus seho? So that's why the master has to provide to feed the wife of the slave. Aber nit bonov, so not his son. So we don't know from the son. So how does the Rashi say that the master is Chayiv for his sons, feeding his sons as well? Rashi Mishpatim. Nor vibald erzog dem din fum zoynis ishtoi. But since he's already saying you the law about feeding the wife, brengt er shoyn derech agav. So by the way, he brings down oich dem din fum zoynis bonov, also the law of the feeding of the sons. Farlozen digzich oifum poskin unzer sedre. Rashi relies on the verse of our sedre. Um v'yeshtei take mechilta. As it says in the Mechilta, the source of Rashi's quote in Parshas Mishpatim, Chayi b'mezoynes seho u'b'mezoynes bonov. And over here it says the Mechilta shenemar, he brings the pasuk of Bahar, v'yotze me'imach hu bonov imoy, that the sons go out. So that's the source for Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. But the Rebbe doesn't buy that. Because this is about that pirush is tzorich in gadol. This is something that needs to greatly be understood because it doesn't really fit. Vile. If we're talking already about mentioning things, by the way, why not mention in our parsha when we talk about bonav also ishte? By the way, levat zoyz vos levizot rashi beparsha seinu gedavte monan derechaga. Besides the fact, this is an additional question. In this logic, Rashi should have, in our parsha, to mention, by the way, also his wife. In Teres Kahanim, and in Teres Kahanim it says, "Ma Rabbi Chayim b'mezoyn noisov, af Rabbi Chayim b'mezoynis ishtei ubonov." So there is in the Teres Kahanim written that also mezoynis ishtei ubonov. Why would Rashi not mention it over here, only over there? But besides that, is ma doch as the Mechilta, how would Rashi rely on the pasuk from later on? The source of Rashi, the Mechilta. The Mechilta uses the pasuk in Bahar as evidence in Parshas Mishpatim that you have to feed the Bonov. And Rashi just says Bonov without bringing the source. Ma doch as the Mechilta. Since we see that even the Mechilta daf op taichim befedish needs to translate explicitly. As mizoynes bonov lernt men op fun an ander posik, that the feeding of the sons, the food, we learn from another verse, hotoch Rashi, so then Rashi was his mefarish pshute shel mikro. Rashi explains the simple meaning of the verse, unoich fara ben chomesh, and also for a five-year-old, zicher gedavta zeiton. Why would he just say, should have done like that, say where we know, ubonov, instead of saying just bonov. Muzman zogur. So therefore we have to say no. It's not based upon the pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Rashi would have said it if that's what was Rashi's basis. So we have to say, as loit Rashi, limud al derech hapshat, according to Rashi, learning it according to this simple meaning, kemen ye op lerne mezoynes bono fum mezoynes ishto. We could learn the feeding of the sons from the fact that he has to feed his wife. Is nicht verstandig. And that's why Rashi says both. Was darf man haben noch ein Limud von dem Pasuk mit Parshas Seinu? Why do we need a special limud that you have to feed the children? As Rabbi is b'chai b'mezein is bonav, that the master is obligated to feed the sons. If in Parshas Mishpatim we see the fact that he has to feed the wife, he has to feed the sons too. Why do we need the Pasuk and Bahar to tell you that you have to feed the sons? What does the pasuk tell us? Yotzimimachu bonav. We know bonav already from the parshas Mishpatim. The tmi is not lesser. The surprise is even greater. Not only does Rashi in our Rashi not explain why we need this pasuk, but Rashi seems to say that it's only from our pasuk that we know these sons. Rashi be parsha seinu is medayik b'lashoyne. Rashi in our parsha is very specific in his language. Elo mikan sherabi chay b'mezein esbonov. From here, we know that the master is obligated in the food of his sons. Nit vi in parshas mishpotim vu ezok dem loshem magid akos. The pasuk tells you. But here it says, from here we know, which means Rashi is madgish, Rashi emphasized, that we can only learn it from here, or not from another earth, and not from a different place. And by us in Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi says it from the Ishtoi, we know Bonavoso, because as we said before, we're not relying on this pasuk in Bahar. Kumtuis, as the Tzvei Pirusha Rashi, Zayne Bistira Zelazet, these two Rashi's interpretation contradict one of other. In Parshas Bahar, Rashi says, we know it only from here, Mikan. In Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi says, Ishtoi Ubonov, that is the sons as well. The Rebbe's key answer is that Rashi's problem is the word who. Why does the pasuk have to tell us who? V'yotzo me'imoch with his sons without saying who Ubonov. Dalet, vet men dos verstehen behagdim noch a diuk in loshen Rashi bepirshu sein. Another diuk. So first the Rebbe begins with the loshen, and the Rebbe is machadish, a tremendous chiddush over here, that according to pshat, a father can sell a son also, not only a daughter. And that explains the language that Rashi uses over here, that he changes from the Lashon of the Gemara in the Parsha in Bahar. So the Anoch HaDik in Lashon Rashi Parsha say, Rashi hyped on, Rashi begins, Im hu nimkar, if he was sold, Beloshon Nifal, it happened that he was sold. Not active selling, if he sold, was sold. But then Rashi says, who sold? Not how did they, how were they sold, but who sold them in the act? Active, the act of selling. It would seem, but Rashi gedaf nutzen them zavoloshen by beitin. Rashi should have used the same language by both. Other, either he should have said im hu nimkar, if he was sold, one of me nimkru, were his sons then sold, or im hu nimkar, one of me nimkarim, are they sold? Other, or he should say im hu mochar atzmoi. If he sold himself, Bonav Mimokram, who sold his son? The act of the son. Their Pele in them is not gressed. The surprise is even greater if the language in the Gemara is taka so. In Gemara is taka the Loshon, in Hun Nimkar, if he is sold, Bonav Minimkarim, can his son then be sold? So it says both in Loshon Nifal. Urashi is Mishana from the Loshon Uzog, Bonav Mimokram. And Rashi changes from the language, and he says, "Who sold his son in the act of loshen loshen poya?" There be urbazet. So the Rebbe explains this. Aderech ha'alocha ken nit an av farkoifun bnoi hakot nalsa evit. A father cannot sell his son, young son, as a slave. If you learn up from posik. Says a man can sell his daughter. He can sell his daughter, but not his son. Und der Vater nutzt die Gemara dem Loschen. Bonov minim korim. Can sons be sold? Not who sold them. See, then werden sie bechlau verkauft. There is no possibility of sons being sold. Alderach habshat over, but in this style of pshat, can man from posik v'chiyim kirish as bita l'omo, that from the posik that a man sends his daughter l'omo, nit medayik zayim bito yon nit benoy, you cannot derive and say only a daughter, not a son. Well, the parsha ret l'chatchila v'gn didinim v'yuchodim for an omo ivri, it talks about the specific laws as it pertains to a maid servant, a Jewish woman servant, und der Far steht bitoy, says daughter, because of those special halachas on Mavriya. Aber euch benoy can er verkauf, but also his son he's able to sell. There is no reason according to the style of pshat, there's really no reason to mechalik zayin, to make a difference between a son and a daughter. As bidei kener far kaifun, unid benoy, and not his son. Doesn't. Umahai time is Rashi mishana for loshon hashas unzok. That's where Rashi changes it. Nit minim korim. Not can they be sold, which means that they can never be sold, nor mi mochrom. While who sold them? While aderech hapshat ken ben farkoifim bonov. You could sell, but the shayla is nor mi mochrom. They weren't sold, the point of mamish, but not that they cannot be sold. And the Rebbe will later on also explain why by the father we say also the Loshen Nimkar and not Mochar, as we'll see later on. I say, Apizeh vet oich zayn verstandig da richus Loshen Rashi. Based on this, we just explained that the sons could possibly be sold. So now we can understand Rashi's long language, Imhu Nimkar. The Rebbe is going to explain that Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk has to repeat again who. And therefore, one would think that maybe it's talking about two types of sale. One sale of just who, and another sale of Bonav. And the Pasuk is telling you that they go out. That's why it says who, and then it says Ubonav. So, but we're saying no, they weren't so. Because we don't find in the Pasuk, Mi Mokram, who, if he was sober, whoever sold his sons, because we're trying to show from the who. Let's look inside. Not just the words which means how did they get sold? What does it mean that he goes out, his sons with him? Nor eich der word who. Was the Faris and Matik Oichdem, Rashi is bothered by the word who. That's why he quotes Oichdem Vort in the Dibra Maschel, also the word who in the opening statement. The Lechere is the word who in Pasuk Ibrik. It would seem that the word who in the verse is extra. Ashtei doch v'yotso me'imoch. It says that he'll go out of you. He'll go out from you together with his sons. What you can't learn, and so therefore, what would we have learned? We would have been able to learn. As the parsha says, since in our parsha we're dealing with in a case where your brother has become destitute, he's become desperate and he sells himself. So when the Torah means he and his sons with him, to hint to two scenarios, two cases, two mitzis. Saying go out from you, red in foul, ben er hot farkoiv, blois zich alein als event. If he only sold himself as an Eved. And then the Pasuk says, Hu ubonov imoy, red wegen afal, that's talking in a case when the Yom HaChich is of Hazei Vait, is so poor, your brother, is so Yomuch, bizer hot zusammen mit sich, together with himself, verkauft euch seine Kinder. He also sold his children. Bonov ubnoisov, sons and daughters. Even though it says Bonov, mean the Bonov of Mnoisov, everybody. Unaiv them, Zoktoide, as when es kumt shnas hayevel, when the jubilee year comes, v'yotze mi'imach, either he will go by himself, if he is the case where he sells himself, or he will born of imach, or here and his son with him. But Rashi says no. On odem pirush is Rashi shoylum mitzayin arichus aloshin. And this is Rashi rejecting and showing that this is not by talking the long language, saying im hu nimkar, if he was sold, bishloimo hu, we can understand him shteitin posu vegin im befedesh, because about him it says clearly v'nimkar l'cho, he'll be sold to you. Aber bonov mimochro, wo steht in posik, where does it say in the posik as it hotzei verkoift? As the posik is all the nog der tzeilum wegen zeri yitzil lecheda, so that the posik is telling us about going free, it doesn't say that they were sold. But the whole thing is because it says who ubonov mimochro, that's what we would think, that you go out free because of the sale, but since it doesn't say anywhere that he sold them, so we're saying no. But otherwise, maybe this the pshat in the pasuk. Rashi has to negate that. Mashenkin in parshas Mishpatim v'ashteit v'yotzo ishtoima. Over there, it just says his wife goes out with him. On the word who went out, who hotnit Rashi was to bring in them loshum for Rav Shimon imhu nimkar. Doesn't Rashi has no purpose in bringing from Rav Shimon if he was sold? Only over here, because the who could be misinterpreted. Of them entvet Rashi. So what does Rashi answer? What is the answer to the question who sold the sons? Elamikan. Sons and daughters, Elamikan, Sharabi Chayiv Bimzoinis Bonov. As mit Hu Ubonov Imai, that when it says Hu Ubonov Imai, Retni de Toyreveng Yitzil Lechedus. We're not talking about going out free. Nobody sold them and they're not going out free. That's not what we're talking about. Norvegen dem Din Fumizoinis in Velchen Rabbi is Mechuyiv. That this is the halacha that he goes out, that you go out and free, which the Rav, the master, is obligated. As far as this, the obligation to feed, so also the sons are with the father in the master's domain that he has to feed them. Und wie bald das in dem Chiyuv Mezoines von unser Posuk, is do achidush, and since that there is obligation to feed, is not only that just an obligation to feed the sons, even with regards to the eved, oich legabe dem eved gufa, also with regards to the eved himself, kidl kamon siv zayin, as the Rebbe will explain in siv zayin, zog der posik, that's why the posik says, nit nor bonov imoi, not only sons with him, dem chiv eif mezenes bonov, nor eich hu. Hu ubonov imoy. Dem chiv eif rabit zu speisen dem eved. That he is obligated to support him. So v'yotzo, when we say that rabbi chayim eif mezenes bonov, on top of the hu ubonov imoy, that he's chayim also for him, because there is a idea, as the Rebbe will explain, we're talking over here about selling yourself. Why should we say that the rabbi is mechuyev, as the Rebbe will explain? And the Rebbe gives now the general difference between the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim and in our Parsha. The mechilik from the tzvei psukim, the parsha seno vov, the mishpatim of the parsha seno. Hotshein Rashi gizokt in parshas mishpatim. Rashi has already said this in the portion of mishpatim. As the parsha von eved ivri dort, the portion of eved ivri in mishpatim red wegen an eved, was machru based in begane vosei. They're talking about a slave that Beis Din sold him because of his theft. He didn't have money to pay for something that he stole, so Beis Din sells him. Mash Enkein, as Rashi said there, the Parshas Eved Ivrin Unze Seder, as opposed to the portion of Eved Ivrin, our Seder, Redvegen Amoicher Atzme Mipnei Dochakoy. We're talking about somebody selling himself because of his difficult situation, his pressed situation. He doesn't have any money. That your brother will be poor and he will sell himself. He's selling himself. So this, from it comes out a main distinction in the Mgeder Achi from the Mgeder, in the definition, the obligation of the master to give mezoinis liishto yubono from the Mevet, to give the food to the wife and the sons of the Evet, depending on how he was sold. If he was sold by Beis Din, then there is an obligation, seemingly, and the wife and the children. And that's why Rashi adds in Mishpatim Abonim. When he sells himself, it seems like there's no obligation at all, L'cheder. Sold yourself, make your own arrangements. When ein hevert farkoiv duruch Beis Din, shaloi b'ritzoyne, when one is sold by Beis Din without his consent, he doesn't want to go become a slave. Legzich zu sagen, it makes sense to say, as Beis Din bavorim ditzrochim von seine bnei bayis, that Beis Din takes care of the needs of his family. This haste, that means, ados was teure is mechayiv dem odin b'mzeinus ishte is. Why is the teure obligating the master to feed the wife? Need to leave der teyelis was der odin hot. Not because of the benefit of the master that he has. Durch dem was ishte shel ha'evet is Leben dem Eved. That the wife of the Eved is next to, close to her Eved. Uzi is an Ezer Kinegdoi, and she is helping him. Untut Farim Ala Malachas, and she does all work for her husband. Shoyi Shoyi Solabailo, the woman does for her husband, so then he would be paying her the Mezoinus for the benefit that he gets. No, but that's not the case. Nor does is a din of Beis Din. It's a law for the Beis Din. Azei muzum bavoren and the tzorchei ha'isha. They must take care of the needs of the woman. Was adel charogil tutes der man. On the usual way, it's done by the husband. Under far let up Beis Din milachatchila mitn odin. That's why Beis Din, to begin with, agrees with the master, Azer Musgebim Zenisishte, that he has to give the food for his wife, because since he's an Eved now, and her needs are usually done by her husband, and if her husband is not available because he's working as an Eved, the husband must take care of her needs. Ubemeli is moving by Pashto, so we also understand, simply speaking, as ma'adok Beis Din bavonot mezoina isha, since Beis Din even takes care of the food of the wife, but she can gain arutim bavashpaisen zich, she can go to work and feed herself. Is doch kolshke v'kavachoymer, so there's a foratory, for sure, of course, as Beis Din mus bavonot mezoina isbonot, that Beis Din must protect and be conscious, make sure that there's food for the sons. Haktanim, the minors, was Kennedy time, but they can't work. On the far is Rashi Mesiv, Mezoinus Ishto Ubonov. Rashi adds, in addition to why, also the sons. Even though the Pasuk doesn't say, because it's a foratory, it's a Kavachimer. Ashen came by Meicher Atzmei, as opposed to selling himself. In our parsha, was the mechira is medas uberotzen shneihem. This sale is with the consent, is with the knowledge and the consent of both the seller and the slave, they both agree. Nit farbundum mit beisdin. This isn't tied to beisdin. Hot beisdin nit was submission sich. So beisdin doesn't get mixed in. Mechayiv zayn den odin to give mezenus ishtu ubonov, to give the master the food for his wife and his sons. Unav dem odin is nitshayich kin chiyuv, and on this master there is no obligation to mefarne zayn mishpacha so eved, to support the family of the slave. If that wasn't agreed to begin with, the wife and the children have no connection to the master, as that he should be obligated to feed them. Voltman b'meile gezocht. So therefore, we would have said, as by meicher atzmei darf der eved bazorgu mezeinus bonov. So we would say that when you sell yourself, let the slave, the one who sold himself, he has to provide the food for his sons. Maybe they're like all the other poor people in the city who don't have anybody. So here the Torah knows, the Torah is Mechadish. From here we learn that the master, there's a new obligation of the master to feed the sons. This is a novel halacha in Torah. As a filu by meicher atzma, even if he sells himself, is rabbi chayiv b'mezeinus bonov, the master is still obligated to feed the sons. Zayin. So the midvet meneich verstein was the posik is madgish. That's why we'll also understand why the Torah, the verse emphasizes hu ubonov imay. Also, he goes out, meaning he also loses the food, he also gets fed. Well, in the fall von meicher atzme, because in the case that he sells himself, is euch dos was der evet bakumt mezoinus von Rabbi Achidush, because this is also that the fact that the slave is being fed by the master is also chidush. Siz da an or zu sagen, because one would can say, as the Odin is nit mechuyev to give them evet ke mezoinus, that the master is not obligated to give this slave any food. Pavozol erzai mechuyev to give them evet, why should he have to give to the slave mer vivul mehot obgeret lechatchila, more than they have agreed upon to begin with? As er told him, far zayn avdus, whatever he pays him for his slavery. Upshita, and even if you're going to say that it must include payment, but he can give him just a minimal amount of food. Upshita, sohota norsu zognan, and it's obvious that one can say, as der odin is yoytze, that the odin fulfills his obligation, mitn gebun them ever to give the slave, lechem tsar umayim lachas, just a minimal amount of bread, a little bit of water. As their evidence will have koyach to arbet, just so he has the strength to work. Abenitman, not more than that. The riber bavorun toyre b'myucha. That's why toyre specifically. Who uvonavimoy? As Rabbi Yischai b'mzeinoysof. Al derech harog. Let's give him normal food, not just lechem tzar umayim lachatz, but give him normal food. What about, what's the status of the woman? Can we know from this pasuk? And the answer is we don't know for sure. That's why the pasuk Rashi doesn't mention it over here. Over there, the bonov come together with ishta when Beisdin sells them. But over here, that this is a separate obligation, new obligation, the master. Maybe the Torah only required to take care of the sons and maybe not of the wife. Ches, api hanal is muvan, was Rashi beparsho seinu. Based on the above, it's understood that Rashi in our parsha is nit moisif ishtoi. He doesn't add ishto al derech ver is moisif bonov in mishpotim, similar to that he adds bonov in the parsha mishpotim. Because in this pasuk, this doesn't discuss zok nit vegnisha. It doesn't say anything about the wife. Umatzat svara ba'alma, just an idea alone, without the pasuk saying. Kemazong bekamavanim. You can say various different ways. It's not clear. You can say that even though the Torah obligated by Beis Din that he has to take care of the feed of the food of his wife, but maybe not by when he sells himself, by Amoicher Atzmei, Ken Men Mikan. So from this case, Fun Mizoin is born of that the Torah obligated you to feed the sons, Nit Oplan and Oif Mizoin is Ishta. We can learn for that, for the feed of his wife also. Miken Zogun, because one can say, Asvo dos vos Rabbi Chayv Bimzoin is born of, the reason why the master is obligated to feed the son, Choch mitzad atzmei volter nit gidav zay mechuyu bazeh, although on his own he should not have been obligated in this, is norval the Torah hot rachmonos of the kinder. That comes based because the Torah have compassion for the children. Baskenen zichalein nit bazorgen, they're not able to protect themselves and provide for themselves. But maybe the wife was kenzi chalein speisen. She has the ability to feed herself. Is a rabbi from amoicher atzmei. So the master of somebody who sells himself, nit chayiv b'mizayneso, and maybe he's not obligated to feed her. So you can say we don't know. Gam yesh loymar. But we can also say on the other hand, as Oichle Shitas Rashi Bipirusha Latoida, that even the Rashi, according to Rashi Shita in his commentary on the Torah, Rabbi Chayiv Bezenes Ishta, he's Taka Yechayiv in his wife, Afil Bamechar Atzmei. Why? Because Vibal der Odin Hotate Elas from them, since the master has a benefit from the fact was Ashes however the Suzama mit Nevid, that the wife of the slave is together with the slave, Kinal Sivo. The male is min hastam. Maybe when there is no specific agreement, there other zichmila chatchila mischayiv to speisner. That's his obligation to beginning to feed her. Can say that way too. Aber kinal dos is nit an inyan was malernt up. It's not something which we can learn fun bonov. That because the sons, it's different. Vorum fun bnei ha'eved haktanim. Because from the young children of the Eved, hot nid der Odin came to Ellis, he doesn't have a benefit. So even if we would say that he has to feed him, but it's not something we can learn from the Bonov, because the Bonov, there is no benefit. So on his own, he would not, he does not obligate himself to feed him. Nurses. So, but, but this is not something which the pasuk, but this is a logical question, because maybe he should feed the wife, because since there's a benefit to him, so maybe that's the obligation at the beginning, but not from the pasuk. So Rashi can't learn this. Other, as we learn this of, from Mecharu Bezdin, Loizdan Prat, the other end we can learn, because by Macharu Bezdin, we only learn on the detail. Ad menrechen sich nit der mit, was sie ken sich allein speisen. That we don't really care that she can feed herself. Um Bezdin is machrir dem Oden zu speisen. So over there, by Bezdin, we see Bezdin forces to feed her, in the case of Macharu Bezdin. Weil derich seba mecher atzmei. As der Oden, Muzir get mizoynes mitzad der te'elos vasrahot fener, because there's a benefit he has to pay for her, if he has to feed her. Und ken sich nit patum mit de taina, as he soll sich allein speisen, she should feed herself. So you have different ways of saying it. Maybe the Rav is mechuyev, and maybe he's taka potter. But it's not something that we can learn out. Now the Rebbe explains why we bring down over here Rabbi Shimon, because a test, because the question really is, at the end of the day, why is the master obligated to feed the sons when he has no benefit from them? Test. And he sold himself. This wasn't part of the agreement. Test. A Talmud memuloch, a sharp student, can overfragen, can ask, soif soif, at the end, for vos is der oden chayv b'mzeinis banov? Why is the master obligated to feed the sons of the slave? He has no connection with them. He has no benefit from them. What's his fault of the master, as their of had sich verkauft zu ihm, that the father sold himself to him as eved? He sold himself as a slave. As zolzei muzum bazorg, that he has to take care of them. Dinam darf sein wie alle andere anim, was in Stadt genau. They should be treated, the halacha should be like other poor people in this city who don't have anybody to support them. Kinal. Is Rashi merames dem tirutz? So Rashi hints for this answer through bringing dem shem bal hamaymer, by bringing the name of the author of the statement, Rabbi Shimon. Was l'shitose is dos verstandig? In the view of Rabbi Shimon, in his view, this is understood. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai zogt dem sechte Baba Basra. Rabbi Shimon says in the track Baba Basra. Kol she'enei maniach ben liyosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu mole olav evro. Anyone who does not leave behind a son to inherit him, Hashem is full of anger on him. From Loshon Rashbi, from the language of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, is verstandig, it's understood. As eret nit wegen dem einish var nit mekayim sein mitzvos pruruvu. He's not talking about the penalty, the punishment, because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah pruruvu. You didn't weren't fruitful and multiply. You don't have a son, so you hadn't done the mitzvah. Nor eret wegen dem prat, doesn't say you don't have children, liyorshe. He wants you to have somebody to inherit. When a mensch lost iber a ben liyorshe, when a person leaves behind a son to inherit him, is das goyrem hepech for mole evra. This brings about the opposite of anger, full of anger, because there's happiness, there's a simcha, there's joy because he leaves behind a son, which is the opposite if he doesn't leave a son, which is mole evra. Beim Eibershten, obemele, vert mole evra, ven es felt a ben liyoshe. So that's why Hashem is full of anger, is not besimcha when there is lacking a son to inherit. Loit Rav Shimon bar Yochai, according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, is the hadgoshe in kinder, the emphasis by children, as is ol zayin ben liyoshe, there should be a son to inherit. Come tachas oviv, he should get up and be in place of the father. Der av und ben seinen ein hemshech bis ein mitzies. The father and son are one continuation, and they become one entity. The father and son become one entity, that there is a connection, there is a flow, a continuation. Und das ist euch der Biur, favos Rabbi is chayv b'mzeinis bonov. That's also the reason why the master is obligated to feed the son. Das ist mitzad zeir shaychus zum av. That is because of the connection of the son to the father. Kishem beres mechayim b'mzeinis ha'avo evet. Just as he's obligated in the food to feed the slave, the father, azoy yizar chayiv zu speisen, then he also has to feed the part of the father, but thus his bonov, his sons are part of him. That's the hemshach. Also the continuation after the yotzahu bonov imoy goimer. So the pasuk says, "Vel achuzas avos of Yoshua," and he goes back to the inheritance of his father. Er ubonov zainen beniten ze ein mitzis. In this case, they're one together. Val derech ze mamesh, and similar, Hu Va'avosov. This is the part of his father, the obligation, the one mitzias. There's a mamash Hu Va'avosov, b'meila Yoshuv El Achuzos Avosov. He goes back to the inheritance of his father because that is that inherent flow of connection between the father and the son. Based on this, it's sweet. Was Rashi tight pshute shel mikro? Why is Rashi saying in the Poshut Pshat, Belachuzas Avosov El Kvoid Avosov? Takes on the honor, whatever the father was respected, the children go to Achuzas, they get back to that honor. Kishem v'metornit obtelundem evet von seine kinder. Just as we cannot differentiate, separate the slave from his children, who, ubon of ima, you have to feed them as well. Azoi tormendem evet nit obtelum von avoisov. So also, you're not allowed to separate the Eved from his fathers, from his parents. Und der Far, just like the second generation, the Ben, from his father, so the slave is ve'lachuzas avosov. He goes back to his, to the slave, to his fathers. Undefar ve'lachuz avosov kved avosov yoshuv. He goes back to his father's honor. He goes back to the father of the slave. And that's why yoshuv ve'lachuz avosov. This all tells us, according to Reb Shimon, in the connection between a father and the son, explains to us why the master has to feed the son as well. And then the pasuk continues, and the slave himself will go back to his parents to their honor. Yud, from the inyonim mefloim al derech haremez in Pirush Rashi, from the wonderful ideas that, based on the hint in this Rashi, that inyan fun vern farkoift als eved, the idea of being sold as a slave is aremes if inyan hagolus, that hints to the idea of exile. Zog der posig, the posig says, asai der ov un sai bonov, it is both the father and the son, sai kaviyochul avinu sheva shamayim. Also, so to speak, our father in heaven, un sai and also id bazainam bonim lamokim, that are sons, sai navek in golus, went away into exile. That's the idea of slavery. K'maymer Rav Shimon bar Yochai, as Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, same Rav Shimon, Chavivim Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the special expression of love, dearness of the Jews, the Yidden, in front of Hashem, shebechol mokim shegolu shechinimo, wherever they are in exile, the Shekhinah goes with them. Of this, Breng Terashi, Maimer, Rav Shimon was a hathalt noch aggressor on Oiftu. So Rashi brings the saying of Rav Shimon, which tells us even a greater novelty. Nit nor as kol mokim shegolu Yisrael shchinei mom. Not just that wherever the Yidden exile to, the divine is with them. Nor adrabe imhu nimkar bonav mimochra mitmiya. How could, if Hashem puts himself in exile, but how could the Eibishter put, who sells them, bitmiya? Bishloima, the Eibishter ken zich kave yochul farkoifen in golus. The Eibishter Hashem, we understand, he, so to speak, can sell himself into exile. Valeri zakuil yochul, he's all able. Ubemele ken zich hareinstellen in golus. He is able to put himself into exile. Und zusammen dermit nicht nishtane werden durch ein Gol, durch Golus, and together while being in Golus, not to be changed through Golus. Aber Bonov mimochrom, but who sells the sons? Wie kann man verkaufen Bonov? How could you sell the sons in Golus? The in Golus. If Golus hat a shlita of Yidden, if Golus has dominates a yid, so how could you sell him? Kemen doch bayim nitshtein begolui, ken doch bayim nitshtein begolui azer izben lakodesh baruch hu. So you cannot see by him, that he's a son to Hashem. Entvert Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Yochai answers, as those was born of Zayin in Golus is as mernit vizeira, unlegabe zeira mezoinus. That they're in Golus, it's only theirs, and as it relates to their feeding their mezoinus, tzorich ha'aguf, the needs of the body. Zei geyen adurch durch Golus. They go through the exile. Demsar ha'medina, the officer of the country. But the soul of a yid is not verkauft geworden in Golus, chas v'sholom, has God forbid not been sold into exile. Kipizgam hayidua, as the known saying, nor unzere gufim seinen iber gegeben in Golus. It's just our bodies that have been given over to exile. Aber unzere neshames, but our souls, hat men in Golus nit vertrieben, they have not been chased into Golus. Und in Shibut Malchus nit ibrigem, have not been given over into the slavery of the governments. Dos vases is given a churbun, this that there was a destruction is dos blois benegeya, that only as it connects, relates, der gashmius from Beis Hamikdash, the physicality of Beis Hamikdash, the eitzim v'avonim, the wood, the stones. Boso Ivzeyot men gegeben a goy ashlita, over there, on them the goy has a dominance. Aber if der amit is a beis amigdosh, but on the true beis amigdosh al ruchni, the spiritual beis amigdosh, val derech ze, and also similar, if them v'osu l'migdosh goymer besoicham, and the Beis HaMikdash, which we all need to make within ourselves, their Beis HaMikdash was isdo by yeder idn, the Beis HaMikdash that exists by every Jew, hot a goy kein shlitanit, a goy has no dominance. In them is nitshayich kin churban, over there's no destruction over there. Kemen meinen, so what you can think. Okay, yotzu is only legabe mezoinus. So you can think, but okay, as it relates to the mezoinus, needs of the body, Golus does dominate, does have a dominance over a Jew. To conduct himself, God forbid, as it seems, by a non-Jew to dominate the yid's physical. Zokt Rav Shimon mikan sherabbi chayiv mizaynus bonov. The master is obligated to feed his son. The Eibishter hot nor gevolt. It's just that Hashem wanted, as the mizaynus fun yidn bizman hagolus, that the food of the yidn during the time of exile, so durchgein dem sar hamedina, it should pass through the officer of the country. Aber der Sar HaMedina hat nit kein shum daya. He has no opinion, he has no say. Tzeres will get me in Zeyde Mezoinus or they're nit, whether to give the Yidde Mezoinus. The Rabbi is chayiv to give them. And his blois ki garzum b'yad ha-chitzer, but he's merely like a metal in the hand of the one who digs with it. Und noch mehr, furthermore, er ist mechuyiv zu besorgen Yidden. He's obligated to provide for Yidden b'chol tzorcheim ha-gashmim, all their physical needs. O b'meile b'akumen Yidden, and therefore the Yidden receive oich b'zman ha-golus, also in the time of exile. Boni chayi u'mezoyne revicho, son's life, food, in a wide way, betoiv hanirev hanigla, in the visible and revealed good. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, Tovshin Lamed Aleph and Tovshin Mem.